top five small cap Ethereum altcoins.
Ethereum altcoin season is here. So in this episode, we're going to reveal our favorite top Ethereum altcoins.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Ethereum altcoin season is here. It's happening right now. So in today's very important episode, we're going to tell you what our five favorite plays are for the coming months.
But before we begin, remember, none of this is financial advice. This is our opinion and our opinion only. You guys need to do your own research. Also, we want to hear from you. What are your favorite five Ethereum small cap altcoins? Because we might make a video for it in the near future. Also, if you like this sort of content, make sure to like and subscribe.
All right, let's start off with a banger. Our first one has to be Workloop. The ticker is Loop. This is a small cap gem sitting at around a market cap of 5 million.
All right, what we love about Workloop is that this is a founder-led project, and founder-led projects tend to perform extremely well. This one was built by Frank Ramos. He is the guy behind the Disney Plus app with 125 million downloads. He has a proven track record of success, scaling and building out multi-billion dollar businesses. With over 7,000 connections on LinkedIn, this guy is very well connected to the Web2 world and people with a lot of money.
Yeah, so Frank Ramos, he built the Disney Plus app. Then he got interested in crypto. He pivoted to crypto. He won the Solana hackathon, and now he built Workloop. So Workloop is one of the best AI projects I've ever seen. It's a one platform solution that connects to every piece of software you already use on your desktop. It's connected to Microsoft Office, all the Google apps, Calendar, Gmail. It's connected to GitHub, Slack, Trello, Twitter, Spotify, you name it. And you just talk to Workloop like it's a human. You talk to Workloop, you say, I want to build a spreadsheet that does this, and I want it emailed to this person, then I want this in my calendar. And it just does everything for you, right? It's a simple solution, and I can see this replacing, unfortunately, thousands and thousands of jobs, making businesses a lot more efficient, and in doing so, generating Workloop millions of dollars.
The beautiful thing about Workloop is it's not a crypto project. It's a real business that happens to have a token. It has a fiat denominated subscription model where big companies will pay to utilize this, but the revenue will go back in and feed the Loop holders.
Yeah, so it's simple. If you're bullish on the future of Workloop, if you think that millions and millions of businesses are going to say, look, we need this all-encompassing AI software to save us time and money, then you're bullish on the Loop token, because the more money Workloop makes, the more revenue share they have with the token holders. So for me, it's a simple one.
If you like Loop, let us know in the comments. Let's jump into number two.
All right, number two, I think I like Vertical AI. The ticker is Vert AI, and the market cap somewhere around $25 to $30 million at time of recording. Think of Vertical AI as like the Shopify for no-code AI solutions. So if you took ChatGPT, Grok, DeepSeek, all your favorite large language learning models and encompassed them into one platform, so you don't have to open like five different tabs when you're developing, when you're coding an AI software, that's what Vertical AI is.
Yeah, this is one of the only small caps that is MiCA compliant. So they are fully in compliant with the EU regulations. I guarantee you, everybody has a OpenAI subscription. And if they're using Twitter, they probably have a Grok subscription. I don't know. There's some of you probably have DeepSeek, et cetera. Like there's all these different models you're accessing. You're paying $20, $20, and $40 a month for. Why not just access all the best models in one place for $5 a month?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I think the moment is right for vertical AI right now because they already have like 40, 50,000 users and they just recently flipped the switch for their revenue generating part of their business. So now if people actually want to use the good features for vertical AI, they have to buy and hold the vertical AI token, and vertical AI is going to be using revenue from their platform to buy back their own token. So it creates that flywheel that we like to see in small cap projects.
Yeah, this is one of those rare projects that has actually built a real product and now they're starting to monetize it. The great thing I like about this is your prompt will automatically select the best AI model for you. So you don't have to try to figure out, okay, well, if I want to create a really viral TikTok, what model do I need to use? Or if I'm trying to build a subscription-based business, what model do I have to use? Just tell what you want and it does it for you. There's a reason why when we first covered vertical AI, they had 30,000 users. Now they have 40,000 users. They're growing rapidly.
Yeah, and when we first covered vertical AI, we said, look at this chart. It is primed for a breakout. And if you continue to look at the chart, it holds up very, very strong, showing us that there's demand for the Vert AI token. All right, now let's jump into number three, which is, you know, an OG token that we've been supporting for a very long time, and that is AxenDAO AXGT. It is criminally undervalued right now, and that's because DeSci is lagging. You know, people are overlooking DeSci because it's just too technical for a lot of people. But if you look under the hood at AxenDAO and see what they've been building over the last few months and see the catalyst that they have moving forward, I think you need to include it in your small cap ETH altcoins list.
Yeah, look, this is a chart that I personally wish this was performing better. It's lagging the rest of the market right now. So this is one that I think is like more of a bottom out opportunity. They're currently prepping for a $65 million raise. They have a whole white label platform on AxenDAO XYZ for commercial usage. So this is going to allow big companies to kind of tap into the whole AxenDAO ecosystem to track, you know, maybe through their QRS operating system with the QRain that they've launched and they're kind of fine tuning right now for Apple and Android. But basically you can track, you know, athletes. You can see like, how are they performing? What are the oxygen levels like? You know, how much sleep are they getting? Or you can put on your factory workers and see, you know, how mentally fatigued are they? And track all these certain things that are really going to lead to, you know, higher production within your organization.
Yeah, I think if you look at the chart, AxenDAO AXGT is bottoming out right now. Of course, again, this isn't financial advice. It's just my personal opinion. I think AXGT is a buy low, bottomed out performer right now. And if you look at the catalyst, they're going to be launching the Cure Ring to the public. They're going to be launching CureOS, their own proprietary AI health tracking software. They're going to be unleashing the partnerships they've just signed, like Tristan Thompson, who's going to be connecting them to the professional sports world. We know that staking is coming for AXGT holders and that every DeSci project building within the AxenDAO ecosystem, like the Canabit or Silos, whatever it is, they're all going to have different staking features. There is a ton of catalysts coming for AXGT, and the fact that the market cap has gone all the way down to like 20, 25 million, this is a buy low candidate for me, and I think the future is still very bright.
They're also going to be rolling out staking mechanism as well, which should, in theory, get more holders to lock up their tokens and reduce sell pressure. You'll be able to pre-purchase GPU power via AXGT with a large portion of staking, and the revenue will go back into that as well. So the XGT will act as like a discount mechanism. So there'll be incentive to actually buy XGT and use it. I think there's like, it's one of those real businesses that takes real time to do things. Mm-hmm. And I think the overall population is just growing a little bit impatient because in crypto, everybody wants 100x now.
For sure, yeah.
I think real businesses take time and that's what XGT needs.
For sure. All right, let's move on to number four. And that is probably the most innovative DEX on the Ethereum ecosystem, and that is Pineapple DEX. The ticker is PAPL. The market cap of PAPL currently is around 10 million, but they've been making some really interesting moves lately to not only improve their DEX and their ecosystem, but bring in a lot of new customers to Pineapple DEX.
Yeah, you can think of Pineapple DEX as, you know, a Uniswap, or maybe if you're using Phantom Wallet, you're doing stuff on Jupiter. Basically, it's a DEX, but what I really like about it is they have a really simplified version for cross-chain swaps. You can access, you know, all 20 different chains, but they also have a juiced side of their platform. And that allows you on a DEX, like a Uniswap, to place limit orders. You know how much more beneficial that is and how much money that can actually save traders?
Yep.
You know, when you're doing those swaps on Uniswap, you're like, just swap, and it's just grabbing at market price. But if it's only on a decentralized exchange, maybe you want to grab it at a lower price. Well, you can set those parameters and start sniping tokens at such lower entries and automatically sell at higher prices.
100%. So some of the features we like about Pineapple Dex, they've got social login, which is going to make it easier to on-ramp new crypto customers. Fiat on-ramp, which is easy for people to get their money into Pineapple Dex. Multi-currency support, so you can trade anywhere around the world. They got AI analytics on tokens, which is another improvement on just trading on Uniswap. They recently integrated with ZigChain, which is one of the hottest tokens in crypto. And I think it's now Pineapple Dex is like the fastest and lowest fee area to trade ZigChain. And they keep doing that. They're adding like the most, they add the hottest tokens in crypto to Pineapple Dex and say, look, this is your best place to trade it. Lowest fees, lowest gas, come to Pineapple Dex.
Let's move on to the last one. This one is one of the very few projects out there that actually protects against quantum computing and quantum attacks. The project is Qubit. Recently, we had Elon Musk pose a very chilling question. And that is, what is the likelihood that quantum computers could hack Bitcoin? Well, Grok, his AI model, came out and said, look, there's a 10% chance over the next 10 years that this could possibly happen. Then there was later confirmed by Google researchers that, look, there is a real possibility that these quantum attacks could occur much sooner than we think. IBM right now is set to launch BlueJay, the next-gen quantum computing system that is going to start making these hacks like in real time. So what do we want to do? We want to position ourselves in a project that is now protecting against this ultimate threat.
Yeah, the pitch for Qubit is simple. The market cap is still very low, sitting somewhere around 10 million. They recently launched their Bitcoin quantum resistant wallet.
Crazy.
So now people, all the OGs that have Bitcoin in their wallets, they can protect that against quantum hacks. And they also have their native Qubit wallet, which runs all the other chains. And you can port your existing wallets, like your MetaMask or your Phantom, which are not quantum resistant, into the Qubit wallet, protecting yourself against quantum hacks. So I see the value proposition very simple here. The more people that are going to need to use the wallets, the more people using Qubit, the more demand for the token. So for us, I think quantum attacks, it's going to happen sooner or later. We just need to be protected before, like, you know, people start talking about it. So Qubit, as basically the only legitimate solution out there with their wallets as live products, this for me has to be included in the list.
Yeah, it's not even just the Qubit wallet, but it's also the quantum as a service that they offer as well. So every Web3 project out there can seamlessly integrate with the Qubit API, and they can protect themselves and you, if you're utilizing those other protocols, from any sort of quantum attacks that occur.
100%. So hey, if there's any other small cap ETH altcoins that you want us to include in our part two of this episode, let us know in the comments.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.